From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump fired Acting Attorney General Sally Yates late Monday for refusing to back his executive order restricting immigration. The shakeup comes as the Senate has yet to confirm Senator Jeff Sessions as the next attorney general. Meantime, the White House is continuing to defend the travel ban. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
I think what we're trying to say is you don't know when the next threat's coming. You don't know when the next attack's coming. And so the best you can do is to get ahead of it, because if you wait, you're going to be reacting. And what I think I want to be clear on is the president's not going to wait. He's going to make sure he does everything in his power when he can to protect the homeland and its people.
Opposition to the ban continues. New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker took part in an anti-ban rally on the steps of the Supreme Court last evening.
But we must understand, when somebody attacks Muslim Americans, they attack all of us. When someone attacks with prejudice, we must respond with love. And so I call on everybody that we now must be determined to fight for the long haul.
The executive order blocks citizens of Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia from entering U.S. territory for a period of 3 months. The ban has been clarified to allow people with green cards or lawful permanent residency, as well as non-citizen visa holders, to be allowed entry into the U.S. The United Nations Security Council is set to hold urgent talks on Tuesday in response to a ballistic missile test carried out by Iran. The 2015 Security Council resolution prohibits Iran from any activities related to ballistic missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. From here in Washington, this is the